time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The president visited Puerto Rico on Tuesday, touring a small slice of Hurricane Maria's devastation. He seemed to be in congratulatory mode, heaping praise on his administration and the federal response in general. At a meeting at the airbase, he introduced cabinet members and congratulated the island for escaping the higher death toll of a, quote, real catastrophe like Katrina.
Every death is a horror. But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died, and you look at what happened here with really a storm that was just totally overpowering. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. And what is your death count as of this moment? 17?
16 certified.
16 people certified. 16 people versus in the thousands. You can be very proud of all of your people, all of our people working together. 16 versus literally thousands of people. You can be very proud. Everybody around this table and everybody watching can really be very proud of what's taken place in Puerto Rico.
Later Tuesday, Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello announced the death toll had risen to 34. Local officials note that with many still struggling to find food and water and with only 5% of the electricity restored, that number is likely to rise in the coming weeks. San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz joined other officials at the airbase for the briefing with Trump. She described her brief meeting with him on MSNBC.
Well, I said to him, it's about saving lives. It's not about politics. And he didn't respond. But this was a PR 17-minute meeting. There was no exchange with anybody, with none of the mayors. And in fact, this terrible and abominable view of him throwing paper towels and throwing provisions at people. It's really, it does not embody the spirit of the American nation, you know. He was insulting to the people of Puerto Rico. He said something like, Puerto Rico, you really have taken our budget out of whack because of all the money we've thrown here. He kind of minimized our suffering here by saying that Katrina was a real disaster, sort of implying that this was not a real disaster because not many people have died here. Well, you know what? They're dying. They don't have the medical resources. They can't get to their dialysis. Their oxygen tanks are starting not to work because they don't have generators. So hospitals are just collapsing because of the generator situation. The diesel doesn't get to where it's supposed to get. A lot of people are being caged, especially the elderly. And the pictures are there. The news have been a witness to everything that we are saying. Mayors now are starting to talk a lot more about what they are encountering. So he really has a communication issue.
Yeah.
You know, he's sort of like a miscommunicator in chief.
Yeah.
But his staff, yeah, on the other hand, seemed to want to approach this a different way.
Trump told Geraldo Rivera that he'd be wiping out Puerto Rico's debt.
To what extent do you commit to help rebuild this battered place?
Well, we're going to work something out. We have to look at their whole debt structure. You know, they owe a lot of money to your friends on Wall Street, and we're going to have to wipe that out. That's going to have to be, you know, you can say goodbye to that. I don't know if it's Goldman Sachs, but whoever it is, you can wave goodbye to that. We have to do something about, because the debt was massive on the island.
We'll see. Trump on Wednesday is traveling to Las Vegas, the site of the deadliest mass shooting in American history, though the White House says it's not time for any discussion of gun policy.
Look, we have a tragedy. We'll be talking about gun laws as time goes by. We'll talk about that later.
Do you believe that, or does the president believe that this is a moment, that this is a time when this should not be a political discussion, it should be a policy discussion? Does he believe that he could bring something new to the gun debate that has been, you know, I guess, a locked in typical politics for so many years?
Yeah, I think today is more, again, like I said, a day of reflection, a day of mourning, a day of gratefulness for those that were saved. And I think that there will be certainly time for that policy discussion to take place, but that's not the place that we're in at this moment. But certainly I think that there's a time for that to happen.
The White House issued talking points saying just that, and congressional Republicans seem to have gotten the message.
I think it's premature to be discussing legislative solutions, if there are any.
And we can have that discussion at another time, but it's a typical political tactic by some on the left.
A motive is yet to be determined, and it would be premature for us to discuss policy when we don't fully know all the facts or what took place.
That dialogue does need to occur, but I don't think now is the time for this.
Anyone talks about anything political today should, really, in all honesty, should rethink while we're here.
The Democrats are ready to talk about it. On Tuesday, Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut introduced new background check legislation, and Dianne Feinstein authored a bill that would ban the bump stocks that the shooter used to convert his semi-automatic weapons into fully automatic guns. House Democrats are planning to gather on the Capitol steps Wednesday in a solemn protest against Republican inaction on gun control. I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution as we are 100% listener supported. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.